Hi guys, it's Cupcake. Today I saw a Halloween themed, like spooky, ask me anything. And I thought I'd have a little go at doing this. So I've got all the questions in front of me. I'll read out the question and then probably just go off on a tangent with an answer. Number one. Would you spend a full night inside of a haunted house if somebody paid you? To be honest, I'd probably do it without pay. I don't really... I'm not sure I'd buy into haunted houses. I think a lot of people's fear around haunted houses come with... that people... have been pre-warned that the house is haunted. I think a lot of the time, things that happen in haunted houses are just figments of imagination. And the idea that you're in a haunted house just makes it worse. So I often think it's just your imagination. If somebody wanted to pay me to do it, I'd fucking go right ahead. Number two, have you ever seen a fresh corpse? I haven't, no. I've never even experienced death at all. I've never known anybody die. I've never seen a body. I've never kind of come into contact with any of that sort of stuff. So I've never seen a fresh corpse. Although, it sounds really creepy, and I am fascinated by, bodies and autopsies and that sort of stuff. I know I've never seen a corpse, and I'd probably feel maybe different about it if I had, but I honestly think that I missed my calling as, a mortician or something. I have a friend whose family is in the funeral business, and the amount of questions that I ask about it is just mental. And he's like, oh, God, again. And I'm like, yeah, come on, tell me. And it's just fascinating. And sorry, my bird's having a bit of a flap in its cage. So I've never seen a body, but I don't think I'd be creeped out by it. I think my brain had switched to science mode. Number three, does the sight of blood make you squeamish? Not at all, no. Blood doesn't bother me at all. In my college days, I did a lot of work experience at a vet's, and I could be there for operations. I could stand in the room and stuff. And none of that made me squeamish. The only thing that does make me squeamish is eyeballs. You can't touch eyeballs. That's just fucking weird, isn't it? So, yeah, blood's fine. Eyeballs, fuck off. Number four, the scariest Halloween costume that you've ever worn. See, in the UK, Halloween isn't quite what it is in the US, or from what I've seen on TV and stuff. So I've never really worn anything particularly scary, or we don't really get into it as much. We didn't when I was a kid. You just kind of, at least, you know, three or four kids on the street had the same costume because mum had bought them all from the same shop. Honestly, I can't remember what the scariest would have been. Maybe a witch. With those weird little plastic fingers that you used to put on and they made your fingertips sweaty and nasty and horrible. Number five, what are you superstitious about? I'm not superstitious. So nothing. Number six, would you rather get bitten by a vampire, a werewolf, or a zombie? A vampire? Who wouldn't want to be, a cool, porcelain skinned, red lit lady vampire. You know, staying up all night, sleeping all day. Sounds brilliant. Number 7, are you convinced that ghosts exist? I don't really believe in, like, ghosts and trapped spirits, like, on this plane that we live on. I'm not convinced at all by ghosts. I'm not really sure what I do think is real in regards to, like, spirits and if people just, you know, cease to exist or if souls go somewhere or, you know, or I'm not quite sure what I believe, but I'm not convinced by ghosts. Do you look forward to Friday the 13th or dread it? Well, seeing as how I'm not suspicious, I don't feel like Friday the 13th is a weird day or anything like that. So I don't look forward to it and I don't dread it. It's just a day. I actually flew once. I think it was like I can't remember where I went, but it was a long haul flight. And that was on a Friday 13th. And people were a bit weird about it on the plane. But honestly, it never even occurred to me that it was Friday the 13th. It just doesn't bother me at all. What house would you be in at Hogwarts? I'd obviously be a Hufflepuff. I just did number 10 and I missed out on number 9. So number 9 is, what is your favourite part of Halloween? Again, we don't really do it like Americans do it. It's not like a major thing. I guess as kids we just went trick-or-treated on about 10 or 12 doors and went home and Mum told me not to eat everything and have a sugar rush. It wasn't really like what you see on TV as American Halloweens. I don't really remember there being parties and stuff. Though I must admit now, we see a lot of local farms getting on this. Pumpkin patches and some of them, there's a farm local to me that really gets into setting up like a scare scene, you know, with actors and that sort of shit. That looks pretty cool. But I think because I've grown up with Halloween not being a major thing, I'm not overly fussed on it. So I don't really think I have a favourite part. Maybe this was the wrong questionnaire for me, actually. Number 11. Do you like to trick or treat? Or do you prefer to pass out the candy? Honestly, I've never said trick. As kids, I don't even think I knew anybody who said trick. Do people actually say trick? Weirdos. Do you prefer gore or thrillers? I think I'm not bothered by gore films. They don't bother me. But I do prefer thrillers. If it's a good one. Do I get scared easily? Not generally. But I do have like these weird little things that do scare me easily. And they're really stupid. I often get up for work quite early. And I remember one time getting up for work and it was really early. It was really dark. My kitchen window, my bathroom is downstairs next to the kitchen. My kitchen window has no blind or anything, it's just the window. And I came downstairs, went to go to the bathroom, and I was just kind of like half asleep, you know, not with it. Flicked on the kitchen light, and as I looked up, movement at the window caught my eye, and I fucking shit myself. It was my own reflection in the window, and now, years later, if I go in the kitchen or the bathroom and it's dark, my brain kind of thinks, what if there's somebody still in the window? And then that image is in my head and it scares the shit out of me. So if I'm locking up or if I'm going to go brush my teeth before bed or whatever, I have to kind of like, in my brain, I have to kind of go, it's not real, it's not real, it's not real, it's not real. And all the way from the bathroom, kitchen to upstairs, I have to kind of not look at anything. I keep my eyes down. If I've got a brew, I'm holding my brew, tea, not beer, my brew, and I like rush upstairs and try not to think about somebody grabbing my ankles as I'm running upstairs. So I don't generally scare easily, but I have these stupid little things like locked in my brain that do get me. Number 14. If you could only wear one Halloween costume for the rest of your life, what would it be? I don't know. Is vampire really cliche? I do like the idea of being like, you know, a really cool chick, badass, vampy lady. That would be pretty cool. If you could have a spooky Halloween pet, black cat, owl, bat, rat, wolf, what would you pick? It would have to be an owl because, I don't know if you can tell, I do like birds. Birdie, say hello. Yeah, I do. I love birds. They're really, really clever. Clever birdie. Yeah, so it would be an owl. Favourite horror monster or villain? I'm not sure. I think maybe Freddy Krueger. I think that was the first proper adult horror film I ever watched. My mum and dad had gone to like a party over the road and left me and my brother home one Halloween night, and we watched number 3, I think, the third, Nightmare on Elm Street. And so Freddy Krueger was like the first adult Halloween villain I ever really saw. 18, which urban legend scares you the most? I don't really know any. I don't know if that's a Britain thing. I don't know. I'm not even sure what an urban legend would be. Is it like scary stories that teenagers tell and they become kind of like passed along and believed? Is that... I don't even know. Pass. Number 19. Autumn bonfire, classy mystery dinner, or a fun costume dance party. Shush! Autumn bonfire. Oh, I love bonfires. You can like wrap up warm and you get your gloves on, you can have a little sparkler, and you have some like I always associate bonfires with with food, like lobbies, but you won't know what lobbies is. With like really hearty food, crusty bread, hot dogs, coffee, and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, Autumn Bonfire would be my favourite. And last question, number 20. What scares you the most? Clowns. I fucking hate clowns. What is creepier than a fucking clown? Honestly, like, they're just so fucking creepy. I don't understand how clowns ever became, like, children's entertainment. Baffles the fuck out of me. Honestly, it's like, they have that weird paint on the faces and, oh, the ones with the droopy mouth, like a sad face. What the fuck? No, 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 no. Clowns can fuck off.